Melissa, are we giving up for Melissa? Yay! Nikki? Yes! So we have Nikki. Give it up again for Nikki. We have Marianne. Give it up for Marianne. We have Michaela. These are some of the folks who still work here. Fortunately, these are just some of the folks who still work here. Woo! We're gonna let them say a few words together.
Hi. Thank you everyone so much for coming out. It was incredible to see your all support in letters, emails, calls, and to see you all here. To have everyone here in person, turning up to support us here where we work. This is amazing. Thank you.
Hi everyone, thank you so much. I feel honored and privileged to work with these young, wonderful women beside me, and I'm so thankful for you guys all to come out here and show your support.
Thank you so much.
This is really amazing. Super cool to see you all here. Thank you. Really, really appreciate your support.
You deserve a living wage!
You deserve a living wage! You deserve a living wage! You deserve a living wage! You deserve a living wage!
So, I also wanna, I see a group of them over here. For the former Capital Roots employees, make some noise! Right now, because of the reputation of the organization in terms of low wages and it being a tough place to work, there are, what, 7 vacancies in counting, because we don't know who's going to get fired next in the latest act of retaliation. These folks used to work here. They also helped make this organization possible in so many ways along with these folks, so just give it up for them. I know there's some folks who are interested in speaking, so if you want to just make your way over here. But before that, I just want to say, please email, call amy@capitalroots.org. Urge her, reverse course, reinstate Cody Bloomfield immediately. Stop the endless retaliation and toxic, and making the workplace so toxic immediately. And truly recognize their union. Stop trying to carve one or two folks out. Stop pretending that people are supervisors and have all these responsibilities when they can't even send an email without the director's approval. Thank you. What's disgusting? What's disgusting? What's disgusting? What do we want? When do we want it?
Now!
If we don't get it, shut it down! Cody, would you like to say something?
Hi, everybody!
Thank you. provide fair wages, a fair working environment. More nonprofits need representation. Too long they have taken advantage of our good hearts. And doing good means treating people right, the people that work for you every day. What you're doing is so important, and don't stop.
Amy Klein is
finest, cross the line.
Amy Klein is cross the line.
Amy Klein is cross the line.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dan Kelly. I'm a member of the Socialist Party USA. I've been a member of CSEA, the union, for 30 years. And I was a representative for that union for several of those years. I'm also a community gardener with Capital Roots. So I really do think I have a dog in this fight. And I really think that being represented by a union that's literally and seriously respected by the management is going to make the work of Capital Roots a whole lot better. And I look over across the street at under the 594 or the building there, it says Black Lives Matter. That's a really good thing to say. But what about workers' lives? Workers in general, don't their lives matter? The only thing I have to say after that is union busting.
It's disgusting.
Union busting.
It's disgusting.
Union busting.
It's disgusting.
Amy Klein.
Amy
Klein. Amy Klein.
Cross the line.
Yay! Union.
Union.
Yeah, this is Willie Tabb, the Roman Labor Correspondent, down here on River Street at the Capital Roots rally. And I have some workers that used to work for Capital Roots, and I'm going to ask them what's going on with that and why are they used to work at Capital Roots and not now. So I have as my guest
Lyndon Horvath.
And how you doing, Lyndon?
I'm doing quite well, thank you so much, sir. I am the former development coordinator from 2017 to 2018.
Oh, okay. So just tell me a little bit about Capital Roots, because people think of Capital Roots as a social organization, you know, doing things for the community. But we didn't know about the internal workings of it. So tell me something, what's happening with that, what went on, and why you are a former employee?
So I will say that it's not a very closely kept secret what the working conditions are like at Capital Roots. It's indicative how many past employees are here for this protest and to support the current employees and their unionizing efforts. I'll say also that the charges that have been leveled of wrongful firings, abuse, bullying, don't surprise me in the slightest based on my experience when I worked here. And I'm very, very excited for the unionizing effort. I really hope it addresses some incredible deep iniquities in how this organization operates internally.
So you say you worked here from what time to what time?
I worked here from September 2017 to December 2018.
And you're a former employee, so the reason that you left is because of them?
The reason I left was very, very low wages. I was making $14 an hour. I was bringing in, you know, $700,000 a year through efforts. I had attempted to address issues with the workplace environment, the workload, multiple times with management, and was targeted because of it. When it was discovered that I was looking for a job, I was seen outside of work at a cafe outside of work hours, and immediately my job was posted by Amy Klein, even though I had not given my resignation. And from that point on, I was pushed out of the organization.
Now the employees in there, they are fighting to get a union. How do you think that would benefit them?
I think having checks and balances on the top levels of power would be a huge first step into making this a better organization, an organization that better represents the community that it seeks to operate in. I think also it will offer a more equitable monetary like compensation practice, because I, at my time, knew of folks who had worked for years at, you know, $12.50 an hour and had got maybe 1 25-cent raise in 3 years. So obviously pay equity is a huge issue as well, but I honestly think it's more so having a voice for the employees at the table. It's necessary.
All right, well, thank you for giving me some insight.